Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is an Odyssey original.
This is Coronavirus Daily. I'm Charles Feldman.
I'm Mike Simpson from the KNX Odyssey Studios in Los Angeles. We've been told for weeks now that Omicron is producing milder illnesses in people unlucky enough to catch it. And there have been some very preliminary studies backing up that notion. But what if we have it wrong?
We are starting to see an increase in COVID deaths in L.A. County. Last Tuesday, 15 deaths from COVID complications were reported by Public Health. Now, that jumped to 66 recorded on Saturday, the highest in more than 9 months. So we'll take a closer look at the supposedly milder Omicron variant.
Also, the hope had been that with the fast spread of Omicron, the pandemic would turn endemic, meaning we could start to treat the sickness like the flu. That thinking might have also been too optimistic.
We start with Omicron and what was supposed to be less severe illnesses. With us is Dr. Peter Cotona, clinical professor of medicine and infectious diseases at UCLA's Geffen School of Medicine. So, doctor, in light of rising death rates and more data about Omicron, what have we learned over the last 2 months?
Well, thank you for having me. There's a lot of issues here. There's clear evidence that Omicron is not nearly as invasive as Delta was. Doesn't cause quite a significant amount of disease. That we know pretty much for sure. The issue is that there's such an overwhelming number of cases that there are bound to be some that are going to be off the end of the curve and be more severe and end up with people being in the hospital. The question is, how many of these deaths are due to Omicron and how many of these deaths are due to Delta? And we need to do extensive sequencing to be able to identify that. And it's hard to get the sample because the deaths occur in so many different places.
Yeah, and the deaths are a lagging indicator, right? That's the last thing to happen. So first you get sick, then you go to the hospital, and then if you're going to pass away, it might even be weeks later. So some of this could still be Delta. And then maybe we see more of Omicron as we go over the next few weeks in terms of deaths, if we're going to get them from Omicron. And like you said, with the numbers, there will be a certain fraction where that happens.
Well, the CDC director has indicated that she thinks it's mostly Delta that's causing these deaths. But Delta deaths would have come 2, 3, 4 weeks after Omicron kind of made its debut, which was just about exactly Thanksgiving in this country. So we're getting to the point where Delta deaths should be waning and not increasing. So I don't know what to make of it until we get sequencing information on differentiating these two paths.
So is it one of those things which I think a lot of people do have difficulty wrapping their head around, that an individual's chance, almost regardless, I guess, of age and other potential comorbidities, an individual's chance of being severely ill or death from Omicron is still pretty small compared to Delta, but on a societal level, because as you mentioned, the sheer numbers, you're bound to see these unusual cases. Is that the bottom line?
I think you've put that very well. That's exactly the way that I would describe it.
And mostly still unvaccinated people who are dying?
For sure, the unvaccinated population is the preponderance of people who get hospitalized and sick enough to die. So the vaccination still, by all accounts, is very effective at ameliorating the degree of illness somebody's going to get.
How are hospitals in this area in particular doing with the new antiviral pills, the Pfizer and the I guess to a lesser degree, the Merck ones? I know that they're difficult to get. I had some doctor friends of mine mention to me that there are also issues with these pills in terms of other meds that people are taking. You have to be really careful. It's not as simple as just taking the pills and getting on your way. What's your experience been?
Well, it's not a hospital issue. The pills, when and if they become available, are going to keep people out of the hospital. So it's not going to be a hospital issue per se. But, you know, the monoclonal antibodies, there's only one that works for Omicron, and it's not readily available. And so we don't know exactly where this is going to take us at this point. Once those oral pills become available, it'll open up a whole new world of data for us to be able to tell how effective they are. You know, there could be a side effect profile that's not particularly appreciated yet. But both the Pfizer and the Merck pills are going to be on the market. They're now in process of being mass produced.
Dr. Peter Cotona, clinical professor, medicine and infectious diseases, UCLA's Geffen School of Medicine.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's too soon to predict whether the Omicron variant will mark the final wave of the pandemic. There's been hope this would cause the pandemic to turn into an endemic, but Fauci and other scientists are saying that it all depends on future variants. Dr. George Rutherford is an epidemiologist and director of the Division of Prevention and Public Health at UC San Francisco's School of Medicine.
So, Doctor, take us through some of the factors here from the quick spread of Omicron, the questions about what the future variants might look like, whether immunity from Omicron means we get through some of the others.
Yeah, you got it exactly right. I mean, there's no guaranteeing what the next variant is going to be, and there's no guaranteeing that it's going to be cause less severe disease. We can probably say that the next variant that sweeps the world will be more transmissible than Omicron. That's a fitness thing that the virus that will be selected for. But there's no guarantee whether it's going to cause more disease or less disease. In a perfect world, it would cause less disease, but that's not at all predictable.
And am I correct that there's no guarantee that people who are vaccinated or even who have been infected with either Delta or the original version or now Omicron might necessarily be immune to a future variant, right?
Well, I don't, you know, that's a bit glass half empty. I think that what I would say is that the vaccine has stood up through several major mutations and variants. And, you know, we're now up to the 13th letter of the Greek alphabet, and it's worked across all of those, some better in some situations better than others. But it seems to be quite robust and to have, you know, quite a substantial activity. I think that the cross immunity from infection is another story, though. As we know, even infection with the Delta variant did not protect many people from the Omicron variant. I know the president of Mexico, for instance, has now gotten his second infection with COVID, presumably with the Omicron variant, which is an example of what can happen.
Let's say it turns into a seasonal thing. What does that look like for us? I mean, maybe it's always around somewhere, right? But do we have waves in the winter, and maybe it's a little bit different each winter? Maybe it's more like the flu, so we try and tailor our vaccines if we have time, if we're getting shots every year?
Yeah, if we could. That's one scenario. And you know, we'll have to see what happens in the Southern Hemisphere. Obviously, that's how we make all our predictions about flu. The good thing is, because we have mRNA technology, those lines can be retooled pretty quickly. and we can get pretty more customized vaccines out and available. But you know, the bottom line is that when you have these mutations that come up with 32 new amino acid substitutions in the spike protein, which is a lot, which may have evolved in animals and may have evolved in people who are immunocompromised, there's no kind of getting in front of that. You have to react to what's, kind of what you're seeing. And the Southern Hemisphere is going to be the place that's where the surveillance systems need to be in place so that we can react to what's coming out during their winters. Because it will be, as you say, is already and will continue to be a wintertime virus, much like influenza A or a respiratory syncytial virus or any of the other viruses we deal with.
You know, I think it was last week, maybe it was a week before, when the acting head of the FDA was quoted as saying that everyone is going to end up getting Omicron, and it left many people scratching their heads. What exactly does that mean? Does that mean that everybody, sooner or later, vaccinated or not, previously infected or not, everyone is eventually going to get sick from Omicron?
I think that was poorly phrased. I think everybody's unvaccinated may well get infected with it unless they live in, rural Alaska. But I certainly don't plan to get it. And I don't, I think that kind of pessimism drives people to say, okay, well, I'm vaccinated, I'm boosted, I should just go get this and then I'll be super immune. Well, we don't know what the long-term consequences are of Omicron. We don't have the series yet where we can say, here's your chances of developing long-term COVID, which is a miserable thing to have. And you don't want to put yourself at risk for that. So I encourage everybody, stay the course, avoid the infection, wear your mask, get vaccinated, get boosted. Do all the things we talk about doing. This is not something you want to get.
Dr. George Rutherford, epidemiologist, director of the Division of Prevention and Public Health, UC San Francisco's School of Medicine.
We end today's Coronavirus Daily with a mea culpa of sorts from CDC Director Rochelle Walensky. Now, we've discussed several times in this program the communication shortfalls on changing COVID protocols and policies from the CDC and the entire public health community in this country. Well, today in a Wall Street Journal interview, Dr. Walensky seemed to own up to those messaging mistakes. When it comes to helping people understand the changing nature of COVID policies, Dr. Walensky says, "I think what I have not conveyed is the uncertainty in a lot of these situations." She goes on to say that she's committed to more clearly communicating CDC rules and recommendations. And apparently, she's been working with a media consultant in recent weeks. Now, Dr. Walensky says her hopes in coming out of the COVID pandemic will be an emphasis on better science communication and a much bigger investment in public health programs.
This is an Odyssey original. Find us and others on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday super sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.